Wow, okay. Nothing like hearing it firsthand. So, looking forward to seeing them, see what else the Lord has got going on, going to do there in the Philippines, and keep them in prayer. Don't forget to pray for this mission there in the Philippines. So, when are they due to be back in the States?
This next weekend.
29th of April.
29th, yeah.
Okay. I was thinking, not the 29th of May. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, as a note here on our bulletin, the Pennsylvania primaries are Tuesday. Get out and vote. It's your privilege. It's your duty. Do it. And National Day of Prayer is coming up on May 3rd. So keep that in mind. And we're going to have a spring cleanup and a food drive, postal food drive on May 12th. Keep that in mind. Come out, give a hand. It's much needed. So, and we have one birthday today. It's Kathy Siders. So I'm going to leave it from there, pass it back to Pastor Dave.
Good morning. How is everybody? Good. I'll tell you what, worship team, why don't you get ready? Everybody, please stand. I want to read a scripture to you, and we're going to go right into worship then. Okay? Psalm 100 says this. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know and understand with approval that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. And we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say so to him. Bless and affectionately praise his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy and loving kindness are everlasting. His faithfulness and truth endure to all generations. Now this morning, as we go into worship, I want to encourage you and exhort you to lay aside anything and everything that would hinder you from worshiping God, that would hinder you from giving thanks to Him. The Bible tells us that we are to give thanks to Him and tell Him that. Don't be afraid to tell God that you're thankful for what He has done, for what he is doing, and what he will yet do in your lives. Be thankful. Be a thankful person. Don't be a grumbling, complaining, miserable person. Be a thankful person. And as you become thankful, you will express the joy that comes from knowing the Lord. So let us worship him. Lay aside those things and let us worship him and praise him this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Christy?
No other name is worthy of all our praise. It's you, Lord.
Be lifted high.
For your glory be lifted high. from before time began. You are on your throne. You are God alone. And right now, in the good times and bad, you are on your throne. You are God alone. Yes. It's you.
You won't relent until you have. that there is none other than you. Lord, we admit, Lord, we've tried. We've tried other things. We've tried the things of the world, Lord, and they don't fill. They do not satisfy. Father, you are the only one that satisfies. And Father, we proclaim today that you are our rock. You are our God. You are our healer. You will meet every need that we have. Father, we look to you. Father, we take our eyes off of the situations and the problems of our lives. And Father, we turn them to you. We look to you. We just don't look. We don't just gaze. We focus our eyes on you because you hold the keys to our lives, Lord. You are the one, Lord, that will satisfy. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name, Lord, for those of us who have bought in the lie that the things of the world, the situations are more, have greater control and greater effect of our lives than you do. Lord, I pray, Lord, that that would be broken now in Jesus' name. Father, that we would be able, Lord, where we were not able to turn our eyes to you, Lord, we would be able to turn our eyes to you, Lord, and that hope and that love, Lord, would just be bestowed upon us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we just commit this part of the service to you. Lord, I just ask that you would just use me, Lord, to speak your words. Lord, that your spirit, Lord, would just flow through me, Lord. That I could just be your vessel this morning, Lord. Father, I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, but Father, you are worthy. Lord, and I put my trust in you, Lord. I put my hope in you, Lord. And Father, come and use this vessel, Lord. Lord, I just pray that you would clear out, Lord, any wickedness in me, Lord, any thoughts, Lord, anything of myself, Lord. Father, because I want to focus and flow with you. And Father, I pray, Lord, that, Lord, the words that are spoken, Lord, Father, that they would fall on ears willing to listen. Yes. And beyond just listening, Lord, hearts, Lord, that would apply your word, your truths, Lord, into our lives. Father, we love you. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you will not relent. You will not give up on us.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.